Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards joins us now with some movie news this morning. Hey, Dean.
This song is taking me back to one of my first jobs.
Were you as the host of Soul Train, you mean?
I was a cameraman on Soul Train.
No, no kidding.
While I was still in college over when it was a local show on Channel 26.
I didn't know that.
And we would open the show with this song every day.
Yeah, Don Cornelius.
Soul Train.
You know, I met Don once out in Los Angeles, and he was definitely larger than life.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely was. That was a lot of fun.
Let's talk first about this Fast and Furious number 9, is it?
Yes. This movie maybe is the most delayed of the pandemic. It was supposed to come out in May of last year and then was delayed 3 more times. They kept thinking that they were going to be able to open it. Now they are saying that this movie will definitely open in theaters on June the 25th, but they are releasing new footage of it all this morning at 10 o'clock. I'm going to post it online once it becomes available at 10 o'clock. I have already spoken with Vin Diesel and John Cena, who star in this movie. We'll share that coming up today, and it'll be after your show and our show, so we'll share it in the morning tomorrow, our conversations with them. But if you are a Fast and Furious fan, and, you know, this franchise with its 8 movies that have been out so far has earned $5.9 billion
wow.
in the 20 years that these movies have been coming out. I saw a preview of this new footage, and you know, it's not Citizen Kane. It's not one of these movies that, you know, is going to win an Academy Award. But, man, does it get your blood going. It's so exciting. So 10 o'clock this morning, if you look online, if you search online at 10 o'clock, or if you come to WGNradio.com or WGNTV.com, we'll have it posted so you can watch it there.
And this is good news. If you've heard about the movie Promising Young Woman, or
yeah.
young women, and a lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a free screening.
Yeah, it's been nominated for 5 Oscars, including for Carey Mulligan, who is a woman in this movie who goes on a revenge tear. It's wild. It's crazy. You cannot predict anything that's going to happen in this movie. It's one of the best of the year. But this movie, at the core, is really about women who are taken advantage of by guys. It's a sexual assault movie, and the movie studio Focus Features is making it available for free for college students to watch it tomorrow night. If you go to focusfeatures.com, you can RSVP and sign up for a free virtual screening of this. After the screening, they're going to have a talk with the anti-assault group that's called RAIN about sexual assault on college campuses with the stars of the movie, the makers of the movie, its writers and directors. But focusfeatures.com if you want to sign up for that.
Yeah, we watched Promising Young Woman the other night. I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And, you know, in addition to the message, it's a lovely-looking film. It almost looks like a David Lynch project, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird and wacky that way.
Yeah.
I didn't read anything about it before I watched it. I rarely do because I just want to judge the movies on the movies. And I didn't know, is this a comedy? Is this
exactly
a satire? Is it? And then as the movie went on, I was like, oh, this is about some serious, heady subject, but dealt with in the most unusual way. Carey Mulligan is so good in this movie. And the director, Emerald Fennell, who wrote it and directed it, has done just such an incredible job assembling telling the story.
Yeah, it's a great script. Tell us about this new kind of zombie movie that's coming to Netflix.
And on the other end of the spectrum, we have, we've seen a million zombie movies. We've had The Walking Dead. You know, we know how zombies are supposed to be depicted in the movies until now. Zack Snyder, who directed most recently, recut the movie Justice League, that four-hour epic that some people liked a little better than I did. But he directed Dawn of the Dead and Superman and 300 and many others. He has put together this movie now that's called Army of the Dead, in which the zombies are just not, you know, walking around with their arms stretched out aimlessly and, you know, not able to think beyond trying to eat someone's brain. In this movie, they are organized. They are they're with it. They are able to communicate. It's a whole different way of looking at zombie movies. There's a trailer for this that's online. If you want to watch it and just get a little taste of it, it will debut on Netflix on May the 21st. But in this trailer, zombies take over Las Vegas, and you see an Elvis impersonator zombie, and you see a zombie tiger. They're just all different things. The way you've never seen zombies before.
Yeah, this is going to be a big hit, I can tell.
Yeah.
And, Dean, this is a nice feather in the cap of a member of the Goodman Theater, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Regina Taylor has done so many plays there. She is also an artistic associate there and is the Goodman Theater's most produced playwright as well. So, I mean, she is, really ingrained there. In addition to receiving honors from DePaul University, Columbia College, and Lake Forest College, news this morning that Regina Taylor has been signed to play Michelle Obama's mother in the upcoming Showtime series that'll be called The First Lady. We told you about this about a month or so ago, where Viola Davis will be playing Michelle Obama. Now Regina Taylor is part of the cast. This First Lady series on Showtime will focus in on the personal and political lives of not only Michelle Obama, but also Eleanor Roosevelt and Betty Ford, scheduled to come out later on this year.
And we have news about a new Demi Lovato project, too.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Demi Lovato put together a pilot for a comedy series about that's focused on a group of people who have an eating disorder. Pilot is called Hungry, and NBC has purchased it to be part of the network. I don't know if it's going to be next season or the season after, but they are going to start working on it. Interesting that Demi Lovato has been struggling with eating disorder issues. She says, and she was a little girl, that continued into her teens when she was a star on the Disney Channel. So now she's going to take her experience, her personal experience, and turn this into something that we'll watch on TV. She was last on Disney's Sunny with a Channel. Not familiar with that show, but I'll bet you young kids out there know all what that is.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Does the Morgan Waller news today qualify as the celebrity cancellation of the morning?
Yeah, I think so.
Was this planned for this summer?
Well, it was expected that once things began to open up a little bit, that most of the performers would begin to hit the road at some point this summer, even if it's in late summer. Almost everybody is announcing plans to do that. But yesterday, Morgan Wallen, the country star, announced that he is not going to be doing any touring this summer. He says he's working on himself. You may remember the story a couple of months ago where Morgan Wallen was caught on somebody's camera, a surveillance camera, screaming the N-word at somebody. He has since apologized for it and feels very badly about it. But he says that he wants to continue working on himself, that he already is seeing a difference and some progress. So he's going to stay working on that instead of going out on the road. This whole controversy with you know, the N-word has not hurt his album sales. If anything, they skyrocketed after this event. Interestingly, his album spent 10 weeks at the top of the album country music charts. Although the Academy of Country Music Awards, which is having its award show this coming Sunday, says that they have removed his name from any contention in any category because of that controversy.
And in the music department today, what did you think of the Mick Jagger, Dave Grohl song, Dean?
I think I have to listen to it a couple of more times, because really just on my first couple of listens, it just sounds like it's a song that was written by Mick Jagger. He says about coming out of quarantine, coming out of the lockdown. And it just seems to me like he's spouting off different things that happened. There's not really a message or any, you know, really anything like that.
It's a definite hard rocker.
It's a hard rocker, but it's really just a list of things that we all have gone through during the pandemic. It's called Easy Sleazy. And it's Mick Jagger singing and playing rhythm guitar, and Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters doing everything else in the song.
That's a pretty mask, but never take a chance. Take the stupid desk, choke the summer plan. Sooner the vaccine, Bill Gates is in my bloodstream. It's mind control, the others flat and cold. It's never warming up, the office turned to slush. The second's coming late, and there's aliens in the deep state.
It's called Easy Sleazy. I'm not sure what that has to do with the pandemic.
Yeah. Now, this is an edit, so it's a little more fluid than what you're hearing, but I wanted to, like, include the lyrics so you could hear his listing of things that he went through during the pandemic. We've posted this up at WGNTV.com /Dean's List if you want to hear the entire song. I don't know. If I was on American Bandstand right now, I'm not sure how easy this is to dance to.
Or understand.
Right.
Thank you, Dean. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.